950 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the story of a
ABC News. I'm Mark Remillard. With the expiration of Title 42 on Thursday night, the Biden administration is warning migrants who have gathered at the southern border not to cross the border. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
People who arrive at the border without using a lawful pathway will be presumed ineligible for asylum.
In place of Title 42 is now Title 8, which provides penalties for coming into the country illegally, including denial of asylum, deportation, and a 5-year ban from the U.S. The U.S. ambassador to South Africa is accusing the country of providing weapons and ammunition to Russia after a cargo ship linked to a sanctioned company secretly docked at a naval base near Cape Town in December. South Africa's president says an investigation is already underway. The ex-Marine seen on video putting a homeless man in a fatal chokehold could turn himself into police as soon as Friday, as Manhattan prosecutors say he'll face second-degree manslaughter. This is ABC News. Federal prosecutors filing dozens of hate crimes charges against the man accused of opening fire inside a Southern California church last year.
It was May of last year when investigators say now 69-year-old David Chow walked into a luncheon held by the Irvine Taiwanese church and started shooting. He allegedly had a bag of Molotov cocktails and tried to chain and superglue the door shut. Police said the immigrant from China was angry about politics with Taiwan. A prominent doctor who tried to disarm him was killed. 5 others hurt by gunfire. Now indicted by a federal grand jury, Chow is facing 98 counts of federal hate crimes and other charges, on top of state charges already filed. If convicted, he could get life in prison or the death penalty. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Elon Musk says he's found a new CEO to lead Twitter, and while he did not name his replacement, he said she will be taking over in about 6 weeks. Musk says he will begin transitioning to Twitter's executive chairman and chief technology officer. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988. Then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Well, scabbity dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
I'm talking to the men out there who think they're one of the good ones. Is sexual assault ever funny? 844-967-2789. Because the laughter at Trump's CNN town hall last night,
Full of supporters,
says a lot. And is, I don't even know if disappointing is the word that I want. Terrifying? Validating? Because I think as women, you know, there's a lot of guys out there who want to say, you know, not all men. And then you hear a room full of people laugh at the expense of a woman who's just been found in, had a case in her favor.
Yes.
Found in her favor. That a man did indeed sexually assault her, albeit 30 years ago, and he can still get on a stage, is given a stage, which is a different story, and make jokes at her expense, and people will be entertained by it. And so I'm asking, is sexual assault ever funny? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Jane, how are you feeling this morning?
Well, I got to tell you.
Tick off, D up, what?
Yeah, because I did not watch it, but I was on Twitter, of course, which is where I live, and was watching comments come across as the town hall was going on. And originally, I was blisteringly angry.
Yeah.
Really, really angry. And then as the evening wore on, I realized that I'm hurt. My heart hurts by this because I know good men. I married two good men. I am related to good men. We work with good men.
Mm-hmm.
And yet you can get 400 people to listen to those comments and laugh. And that just makes me look around at men and think, do you think it's funny?
Yeah.
Are you another one who thinks it's funny?
Would you laugh if you were there?
And there were a bunch of women in that audience, too.
Well, we also know not all women.
Right.
But it flipped on its head a
right,
little bit.
Right, but it just, I need some reassurance from good men that you don't believe that this is okay.
844-967-2789.
I know you're there.
Give Jane some reassurance this morning that this is a wildly inappropriate and offensive display and that this is not funny. Because it is. I mean, let's play. I know you don't want to hear his voice, but let's play the clip so for people who missed it, they know what we're talking about.
Well, we got a couple. We'll start with this one.
Okay.
I want to
ask about a significant verdict that was reached yesterday. I know this is something you want to weigh in on as well. A Manhattan jury found that you sexually abused the writer E. Jean Carroll and defamed her. You've denied this.
Already
but what
laughing.
Do you say to voters who say it disqualifies you from being president?
Well, there aren't too many of them because my poll numbers just came out. They went up. Okay.
Because it's not about the sexual assault. It's about poll numbers going up. That's the important thing. And here's another longer clip from last night's town hall on CNN.
This woman, I don't know her. I never met her. I have no idea who she is. I had a picture taken years
ago
with her and her husband, nice guy, John Johnson. He was a newscaster, very nice man. She called him an ape. Happens to be African-American. Called him an ape. The judge wouldn't allow us to put that in. Her dog or her cat was named Vagina. The judge wouldn't allow to
like
put
China.
That in. All of these things. But with her, they could put in anything. Access
this
Hollywood.
This is a jury of nine people who found you liable of sexual abuse. Do you think that will deter women from voting for you?
No, I don't think so, because I think the whole thing, just so you understand, ready? I never met this woman. I never saw this woman. This woman said, I met her at the front door of Bergdorf Goodman, which I rarely go into other than for a couple of charities. I met her in the front door. She was about 60 years old then. This is like 22, 23 years ago. I met her in the front door of Bergdorf Goodman. I was immediately attracted to her, and she was immediately attracted to me. And we had this great chemistry. We're walking into a crowded department store. We had this great chemistry, and a few minutes later, we end up in a room, a dressing room, at Bergdorf Goodman, right near the cash register. And then she found out there are locks on the door, so she said, I found one that was open. She found one. She learned this at trial. She found one that was open. What kind of a woman meets somebody and brings them up, and within minutes, you're playing hanky-panky in a dressing room, okay?
Just
I don't know if she was married then or not. John Johnson, I feel sorry for you, John
Mr.
Johnson.
Mr. President, can I...
He said he met her.
Conflicting stories.
Within 30 seconds, within the same 30 seconds. I never met the woman. I met her a couple of years ago. We took a picture together. Well,
I know the name of her dog. Yeah, I know the name of her husband.
Yeah, but I never met her. Is it funny? Is this funny? Does it make you laugh? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. I can't believe that there are that many people who think this is hilarious.
But there's that many people that after the, you know, and he's continuing to defend the Access Hollywood video.
Oh, I know.
Millions of years.
Yes,
it's been millions of years that this is just how it is, that powerful men can just grope women and get away with it.
Fortunately or unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, after that many, back in 2016... there was that many women who heard that tape and still voted for him because they, I don't know, variety of reasons. But there is certainly women who laughed in that audience.
Oh, yeah.
There's certainly women who defend his statements. But it's also just the men who claim they're good guys. That they're the good ones, but then still chuckle when the door is closed or even when it's not.
Yeah, well. They were televised. 844-967-2789. Is sexual assault funny? Joe from Appleton joining us. Thanks a lot for calling, Joe. What do you want to say?
Of course, it's not funny, Jane. Be reassured that there are plenty of guys out here who say that's just a revolting idea. Now, what you got to understand is that the folks who populated that audience, in another time in their life, they wouldn't have found it funny either. But basically, and, you know, it's easy to toss this off as just a slag against them. It's a cult. And if you read the book by Stephen Hassan, who's an expert in cults, The Cult of Trump, it lays it all out for you. They check their reason at their door. They can have Orwellian-type doublethink in their head, where they would claim to be strong defenders of women, but then laugh at jokes like this and feel no conflict within them. It's unfortunate, but that's basically the people who still would vote for this fellow right now. I hate to say it, but yes, cultists.
Honestly, Joe, what would they say if this were their daughters or their wives or their sisters who had been sexually assaulted? They'd still be chuckling?
You know, I would love to say absolutely not, but I can't say that 100%. It seems that whoever, anybody, even if they were strong supporters of this guy, if he just says they're no longer worth my time, or it's beneficial to him to toss them under the bus, then his followers will demonize such people. So would somebody demonize their own daughter or their own spouse? God, I'd like to think no, but I am not certain that they wouldn't do that.
Thanks so much for checking in, Joe. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Is sexual assault a laughing matter? Troy from Mount Horeb. What do you want to say, Troy?
I'm completely disgusted by that CNN would put him on, that Caitlin Collins would subject herself to this and give this guy this forum the day after this verdict came out to allow him to do this. This is awful.
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, that's so much what I feel like the headline this morning is like, what was CNN thinking? It's not. It wasn't a debate. It was just a town hall. It was all his supporters of Republican voters and maybe some independent voters. But it just, that seems like the huge whiff here. And I don't know what CNN's angle was.
To get ratings.
But also, to get ratings. And maybe it's to continue, I don't know, because CNN was also part of the most distrusted by Republicans. So maybe they're just trying to win over Republicans.
Well, and you know what Chris Licht, who is now running CNN, said this morning or
what?
Late last night? Hey, we made news. You're not supposed to make the news. You're supposed to report the news.
Yeah. But Troy, I guess.
It was an hour long commercial for Trump.
Oh, yeah. It was a rally, right?
Yep.
And it's so disappointing to see. I don't know. It just, it feels as much as the win on for sexual assault survivors the day before, it felt like this was a win, and then to immediately be laughed at, I don't think people understand.
One step forward, two steps back.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks so much for calling, Troy. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789. All right, CJ, we are up against the clock. You got about a minute.
Okay, well, thank you for taking my call. No, assault is not okay, but this is also, it wasn't for Bill Clinton when he paid Paula Jones, Monica Lewinsky. JFK's been proven to certainly had his array, but of course it's not. Not supposed to be laughed at, shouldn't be. But, you know, again, he's not the first, but the way CNN handled it, of course they didn't discuss issues that were most important to Americans, like the border. We're going to watch that, you know, success of Kamala,
okay,
Vice
CJ,
President, do
CJ,
nothing.
CJ, let's just focus.
Yes, sir?
Let's just focus for a second. We're talking
okay.
about whether or not sexual assault is funny, and according to the Trump supporters who were in the audience last night, it is. It's a laughing matter, and that's not going to affect their vote for this particular man. We are talking about Donald Trump. We're not talking about other sexual assaulters or those who have been accused of sexual assault. We're talking about Donald Trump.
Of course you weren't. Of course you weren't. You would want to focus on that because
it's the current news.
It's what happened last night.
Yeah.
And so your constant whataboutism of what we else. Of course, there's always other things to talk about, but this is a 3-hour radio show, not an all day 24
okay,
hour
we
radio
are
show.
Right up against the clock.
All right, we got to go to break.
But it's some of them, so we hold our breath, baby, nonetheless. We sing.
Have fun.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Say you don't understand why women say all men, but really you do. You understand that logic because you like guns, right?
True.
And what's one of the first safety tips they give you about guns? Is treat every gun
like it's loaded.
Like it's loaded, right? Exactly. Even if you know it's not loaded, all guns are loaded. Right? That's how you have to, that's how you look at every gun. Because you can't look at somebody's gun and tell if it's loaded or not. Right? Women are doing the exact same thing. Because any man could be her assailant. She can't look at a man and be like, oh, that's the good one. So she treats all men like their potential assailants. The same way we do guns. It's the same.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Adnair. And we are talking about, we're asking the question, is sexual assault ever funny?
Because they found it funny last night.
Because plenty of people in the audience at the CNN town hall for Trump found it funny and were laughing at his antics. And for some reason, the day after a jury held Donald Trump liable for sexually abusing and defaming writer E. Jean Carroll and awarded her $5 million in damages, Trump was given a platform to take the stage and defend himself, and as expected, he shirked all responsibility for the sexual assault, claiming he's never even met her, made jokes at her expense, and people laughed. And I don't think sometimes people understand how many women have been sexually assaulted. Like, depending on the severity.
Yes.
We're talking about like 1 in 4 to 1 in 6. And so that's a really, really, really high percentage. And if it's not someone, if it hasn't happened to you, it's certainly happened to a lot of your friends.
Even if they haven't told you.
I remember when I was in Vagina Monologues, because of course I was, in college. And the way that you always end a show. I don't know. Did you, and you tell me if you ended it like this too, where at the end of the show, they have you, if you're willing, to stand up if you've been sexually assaulted. And a certain amount of people stand up. And then they ask, stand up if you know someone who's been sexually assaulted. And every single show, 85%. Of the audience was standing after that question. And then the final question is, stand up if you're willing to continue to speak out and fight for survivors. And then everyone stands up. But it's the prevalence is beyond comprehension. And if you don't know someone, it's because they haven't told you.
Yes, exactly.
And so to laugh about this, even if it's your cult god, is so disgusting. And it's, we played that clip from TikTok. This is a pretty viral clip that I've seen on TikTok. It has like a million likes, let alone how many views it has, from a content creator named Caesar Studio. And it's such a great analogy of just how women exist in the world often is because we don't know where it's going to come from. There is a lot of good guys out there.
Absolutely.
But there's a lot of guys who are not good, and there's a lot of guys who laugh along when given the opportunity.
844-967-2789. You can call and or text 844-96-PARTY from the 414. He is so beyond disgusting. No, it makes me want to crawl over glass to vote against this lying, hateful, poor excuse of a man. And again, where we started at the top of the hour, I was really angry initially. And then the more that I thought about it and read about Donald Trump's comments last night, it hurts me. Mm-hmm. It disappoints me beyond words.
Yeah.
From the 414, it's never funny. It will never be funny. CNN should never have had him on. They had the wrong moderator. Not her fault. Chris Licht set her up to fail, my opinion. Should have had someone who could really have gone after him and kept hammering on him on everything. He would have become more unhinged at that point. Especially on the whole, I never met her. Oh, except for when I did meet her when we took that photograph. So, yeah, then apparently I did meet her. That little thing. Check in if you want. 844-967-2789. I know you're good guys. I know you're there. We need you.
And we need you to say something.
Yes, we do.
I mean, that's the thing that so much of this is coming. Like, it's the conversations that happen when women aren't in the room. When it is locker talk.
Yeah.
And
just the
guys
being boys.
And what do you say in those situations when it makes you uncomfortable to have to be, hey, like, hey, that's not funny. Or I don't find that funny. Or why would you say that? Or why do you find that funny? Explain the joke to me. That's always a good hack. Whether it's a big, any kind of bigoted joke, whether it's sexist or racist or anti-Semitism, any of the isms, ask them to explain the joke and why the joke is funny. And just keep asking, be like, I don't understand until they get to the point where they have to say the quiet part out loud. And like, well, I actually don't find that funny.
But isn't that really the only way that this acceptance is going to change is by other men talking to other men?
Yeah.
And I've...
It's the same thing with racism, of white people talking to white people.
Right. It's got to come from you guys talking to each other.
I mean, as women, on this stuff, like, we can commiserate with one another, but there's only so much we can do to actually change it. So, all right. We're going to take another break. We would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. I promise this whole show will lighten it up at some point. We do have Brewers tickets to give away today. We have a public cervix announcement at noon
next
with Dr.
Hour.
Kristen Lierley. A lot of fun stuff coming up, so stay tuned. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
The Shaw 10.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. With the expiration of Title 42 on Thursday night, the Biden administration is warning migrants who have gathered at the southern border not to cross the border. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
People who arrive at the border without using a lawful pathway will be presumed ineligible for asylum.
In place of Title 42 is now Title 8, which provides penalties for coming into the country illegally, including denial of asylum, deportation, and a 5-year ban from the U.S. The U.S. ambassador to South Africa is accusing the country of providing weapons and ammunition to Russia after a cargo ship linked to a sanctioned company secretly docked at a naval base near Cape Town in December. South Africa's president says an investigation is already underway. The ex-Marine seen on video putting a homeless man in a fatal chokehold could turn himself into police as soon as Friday, as Manhattan prosecutors say he'll face second-degree manslaughter. This is ABC News.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Just nothing era. We're talking about where you get your news from and what do you trust. Because, you know, there was a new poll that says that we're very divided on where we get our information from. But also, as of yesterday, there's two trends that are about to unfold, basically, in real time. So, Mr. Tucker Carlson went to Twitter last night and said, starting soon, he'll be bringing a new version of the show he's been doing on Fox News to the Bird app. And I think we have a little bit of a clip.
We do.
Yes.
Hey, it's Tucker Carlson. You often hear people say the news is full of lies, but most of the time that's not exactly right. Much of what you see on television or read the New York Times is in fact true in the literal sense. It could pass one of the media's own fact checks. Lawyers would be willing to sign off on it. In fact, they may have. But that doesn't make it true. It's not true. At the most basic level, the news you consume is a lie of the stealthiest and most insidious kind. Facts have been withheld on purpose, along with proportion and perspective. You are being manipulated. You can't have a free society if people aren't allowed to say what they think is true. Amazingly, as of tonight, there aren't many platforms left that allow free speech. The last big one remaining in the world, the only one, is Twitter, where we are now. Twitter has long served as the place where our national conversation incubates and develops. Twitter is not a partisan site. Everybody's allowed here, and we think that's a good thing. And yet, for the most part, the news that you see analyzed on Twitter comes from media organizations that are themselves thinly disguised propaganda outlets. You see it on cable news. You talk about it on Twitter. The result may feel like a debate, but actually the gatekeepers are still in charge. We think that's a bad system. We know exactly how it works, and we're sick of it. Starting soon, we'll be bringing a new version of the show we've been doing for the last 6.5 years to Twitter. We bring some other things too, which we'll tell you about. But for now, we're just grateful to be here. Free speech is the main right that you have. Without it, you have no others. See you soon.
So
I have so many things.
So long as, I mean, because Tucker's also headed to a legal battle because he's claiming that Fox breached their contract first. So he is not in violation of breaching his contract by starting his own show on Twitter. But also, you know, it looks like, and we were just saying, the Young Turks, Midas Touch, David Pakman, there's a lot of people who have built a person, like a career as an independent show on social media. So it looks like that's what Tucker's going to do next on Twitter. Now, Musk said he and Carlson have not signed a deal of any kind whatsoever.
Oh, so that was a premature announcement.
Well, Axios did have a scoop that they've been talking, but they don't actually have a deal yet. I think Elon tweeted out basically, "We don't have an actual deal, but he is going to be held to the same rules and rewards of any other content creator on Twitter." Although it sounds like some of the rewards he might be able to get aren't actually like released as features yet. So we'll see. I mean, obviously, he's going to bring in a lot more people than I would if I started my show on Twitter as much as I think that show would be great. I mean, technically we are on Twitter, but then also, you know, generative AI is here and the brains behind it have warned administration officials during a recent White House meeting of an imminent explosion of highly convincing and manipulative fake videos and stories in the run-up of the 2024 election. So think fake news on steroids.
Yeah. And can I just back up for a second, going back to some of the things that Tucker said? He said, just because it's factual doesn't mean it's true. And that I should be able to state my opinion as fact. Well, my opinion is that I'm 5'11", 130 pounds, with emerald green eyes and flaming red hair.
Is that what you always wanted?
Sure. That's my opinion. You can check the stream and see that is not a fact.
Yeah.
So equating opinion with fact is not accurate. And I also just want to remind folks that Tucker Carlson's own lawyers in court told the judge that anyone who listens to Tucker and thinks it's all the truth is an idiot. Essentially. They essentially said it's an opinion show and I wouldn't believe him. You shouldn't believe him. His lawyers said that. Fox lawyers said that. You can look it up.
Yeah. Yes. And so, you know, I think it's interesting that he'll be like to see. I also think it's interesting to see what the overlap between who was watching him on Fox every night will be, and how many of those people also like get stuff from Twitter.
Well, do you think that's not the same audience?
I think there's probably some of the same audience,
but I don't think a majority of Fox viewers are on Twitter.
Yeah. I would say there, I mean, and not that he won't have a huge audience on Twitter too, but it could be different than the people who were tuning in every night to Fox. But it just, both of these, you know, similarly to what he said, basically, trust no one but me. And then Elon yesterday also tweeted, trust nothing, not even nothing. And so it's just this, I don't know, it feels to a certain extent like a scare tactic of trust anyone, don't trust anyone except us. And so where are you left to, like, what do you instinctively trust? And that comes back to, I think, the conversation and the question we started the show with today is like, where do you get your news from and why do you trust them? And I also feel like in the YouGov poll found was that, I don't know, I tend to think that journalists are do. I mean, it's hard to do the news.
Yes, it is.
It's hard to get all of the facts, especially when you're up against a deadline and like stories are still unfolding. And like I said, the trade-off and the choices between what you run and what you don't run, the facts you include and what you don't include, like discretion is a huge part of the news. And it's just an interesting, because it comes back to the idea that without the news, without, you know, people actually out there getting the story, verifying it, we're kind of just all lost in the dark, right? Democracy dies in the dark.
Yes.
And do we not need some guiding light as far as this is, if it was here, we know that this is the base, these are at least the facts of the story that are irrefutable. Because without that, it gets...
Well, that's why I think this is so dangerous to say that I should be able to state my opinion as fact. Yeah. That is not accurate. We all have opinions.
But I think, you know, it'd be interesting to take individual, because the YouGov poll that we started with was talking about different outlets. So they asked about 46 different outlets versus individuals. Because I think that would also be interesting of like, is there more than CNN, MSNBC, Fox, whatever? Is it a person on those channels? Is it a specific journalist that you follow? Is it the person that you trust over the outlet?
Interesting.
And I would wonder how often that is also the case of, I trust Tucker, I trust Rachel Maddow, I trust Anderson Cooper, you know, these people who are bigger, you know, that are our personalities in news. I trust Anna Kasparian.
Right.
Ben Shapiro. And like a lot of those people also put opinion into their shows. But it'd be interesting to see what data is available as far as people trusting people versus trusting the outlet, the source.
Sure.
But yeah, and so I don't know. It was interesting times ahead as far as, but it's also interesting the whole Twitter thing, because Twitter itself is likely to be, you know, ground zero for the spread of AI generated like
garbage,
lies, right?
Yep.
Because, you know, it is a place where anyone can be, but their content moderation is constantly in flux. I think they are trying to do something as far as like site sources or something like that. Like, I think they're, you know, how are they actually going to fact check things? If they're going to be the place that you have to trust, are they going to at all? But, you know, the mainstream media, which has studied up on misinformation over the last two elections, probably is going to be the best defense of like, how do you fact check Twitter? Like, if you read something on Twitter from someone, where do you go then to be like, well, is this true?
Right.
Or is this just this person who paid for a blue check mark behind their name? That's what they're saying. But it's interesting. So let's go through some of these.
Comments on the stream.
Ben Zimmerman. Getting news from multiple sources is important to get the whole picture. Using critical thinking to connect the dots will always be necessary because things get cut for the time or column space. Totally true.
Absolutely.
Roger Foss says, I get my news from my local AM station, WPCN Stevens Point in the morning, WFHR from 11 to 4.
Yay.
And local CBS station, WSAW in the evenings. Travis says, PBS, NPR, Journal Sentinel, Up North News, YouTube, Midas Touch, Rational Nation. I haven't heard of that one.
Never heard of that one.
Woo! Devil's Advocates, TikTok, Under the Desk. Under the Desk is great.
It's good.
Members of the Villains Guild. I haven't heard of them.
I'm going to check it out just because I like the name.
Yeah.
And I want to be a member of the Villains Guild.
Marcus DePaula. And Ben earlier had said, now this, as goes Wisconsin and Civic Media, MSNBC, Spectrum News, AJ Plus, Military Times, BBC, The Young Turks, and more. So yeah, so there's, you know, people are out there getting a variety of news, which is great.
If you want to check in, you can call and or text anytime, 844 877-277-8979. That's 844-96-POTTY.
So we'll quickly end this segment with, I guess, what was the biggest... We'll do the end of this segment with what probably was the biggest news yesterday. And then we'll do the next segment on what might... Well, I don't know. Arguably, to give CJ credit, I knew the Comer Oversight Committee was meeting today. I did not have time to watch any of it this morning. I don't know what's been unveiled. I haven't had time to read about it. We'll probably talk about that tomorrow. But the other breaking news I did hear is our friend George Santos is in a little bit of trouble.
Yes, George is in custody.
Georgie Porgy. Mm. So that should be interesting. So we'll cover that a little bit more in the next segment. But I just, you know, Trump, former President Trump, found liable yesterday for sexual abuse. And the federal jury ruled that the former president more than likely sexually abused advice columnist E. Jean Carroll in Manhattan department store 3 decades ago. And so as a result of the verdict, he has to pay her $5 million in damages.
Yep.
Which, unknown how big of a hit that is for him. I don't know if any of us are really clear how much money he has or doesn't have at any given point. But yeah, and so it's interesting. I haven't seen a ton of discourse as far as, does this help him? Does this hurt him? I would probably imagine the likely sources are taking their sides as far as how credible or not this is.
There were four other women that testified along with Eugene Carroll. It's not like she was, it's my word against his word. It's his word against their word.
Yes. I do love that. I mean, I have absolutely no idea who this woman is. This verdict is a disgrace. A continuation of the greatest witch hunt of all time.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
That's your first Trump impression.
That's my first Trump impression.
Yeah.
But I just...
Oh, can I just say, she's not his type. He identified her in the picture as his ex-wife, Marla Maples. So there might... That might have not been true.
But I want to, and we now have to go to a break, but I just, it feels like bad news might be Trump's Popeye's spinach. Like what Popeye's spinach is to him, bad news is for Trump, because his polling numbers look pretty good right now. So we'll dive into that a little bit more when we come back and talk about Mr. Santos's troubles. This is Ask Us Wisconsin.
Horizon Healthcare helps individuals recover from the devastating effects of mental illness and drug dependency. They're currently seeking a first shift office administrative assistant to join their Waukesha team. Qualifications include a high school diploma and basic computer skills. Starting pay is $18 per hour. Contact Tiffany Sanchez now at 414.
chance. Well, welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Netnair. A couple housekeeping items for the rest of the show before we do three headlines and a lie to round out this first hour. Coming up next, after the top of the hour news, we are going to welcome back Dr. Kristen Lyerly for our new Women's Health Weekly segment, public service announcement. And we're going to come, we need a fancy Brian to come up with
a special
intro.
Open.
Yeah.
Yes.
But we are going to tackle topics. News this week is updates on when women should start getting mammograms, updates on a over-the-counter birth control pill.
Yeah.
Which could be big news. And then we had a question. We had a question submitted to us about PCOS. And so we're going to read that question and kind of break down. It's something that a lot more women than you think have are diagnosed with. But we have a whole lot of information about that. If you have questions that you want answered today, 844-967-2789. You can text or call those in the next hour. Otherwise, if you have something that comes up, if you're listening to this as a podcast, and you want to listen, you have questions for next week's segment.
Yep.
You can always shoot us an email at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. So we will talk to Dr. Kristen Lyerly at the top of the next hour. And in the third hour, we are giving away Brewers tickets. So if you would like to go to the Brewers game and sit in the club level.
They're really good seats.
They're really, really good seats. This, yes. This is for Saturday's game. And the first pitch is set for 6:10 p.m. at American Family Field. So, if you want to get those, come back in the third hour or stay till the third hour. But for now, we are going to play three headlines and a lie. Pretty simple rules. There are four headlines. Three of them are real. One of them is faker than an AI movie script. can you guess which one? And
okay.
And when we always have Jane guess, but obviously you can play along. All right, number one, you can buy a lifetime pass for this Iowa movie theater's continuous showing of Lo-Fi Girl.
Lo-Fi Girl?
Lo-Fi Girl? I think it's Lo-Fi Girl. I don't even know what Lo-Fi Girl is.
Never heard of it.
All right, so that's number one. I'm now looking up Lo-Fi Girl is a French YouTube channel and music label established in 2017. Well, there you go. All right.
Big in Iowa.
Number two, influencer reveals she cooked and ate part of her knee in a spaghetti bolognese.
Ew. Oh, yuck.
Number three, a fake Elon Musk disappointed dozens of Chinese fans who showed up at a New York event.
I want that to be true.
Number four, Burger King unveils Spider-Verse burger with a red bun.
Oh, for the movie?
Yeah, yes.
All right, go through them one more time.
All right, number one, you can buy a lifetime pass for this Iowa movie theater's continuous showing of Lo-Fi Girl. Number two, influencer reveals she cooked and ate part of her knee in a spaghetti bolognese. Number three, a fake Elon Musk disappointed dozens of Chinese fans who showed up at a New York event. And number four, Burger King unveils Spider-Verse burger with red bun. Now you have to tell me if you're saying you think it's real or fake. There's only one that's fake.
That's fake. I know. Tough call this week.
Okay.
It's a tough call. God, I hope this is fake. The spaghetti knee cap.
That is real.
It's real. Oy.
So influencer reveals she cooked and ate part of her knee in a spaghetti bolognese.
Why?
The TikToker made the surprise admission on a podcast. A Spanish influencer has shocked fans after announcing she cooked and ate part of her knee cartilage during a romantic dinner with her partner.
Oh my God.
Paula Ganu, who has over 3.1 million followers across YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok, revealed her gruesome act on the 113 podcast. The 30-year-old had her knee meniscus removed after undergoing an operation to rectify an injury. According to the fashion and beauty influencer, she added the knee cartilage to spaghetti bolognese because it was part of her and she wanted to put it back in her body.
You could say that about excrement.
Oh, Jane.
It was part of your body, Kristen.
Oh, so yeah, that one's real. So
oh, my.
Guess again.
The fake one is Elon disappointing anybody.
What was a fake Elon? And no, that is real.
That's real.
A fake Elon Musk angered and disappointed dozens of Chinese fans who showed up at a New York event wanting to meet the real deal. So this is attendees at an event in New York were left disappointed after a fake Elon showed up. People were seen flocking to the fake Musk and taking photos with him. It wasn't until after the event that people realized they hadn't actually met Musk. I wonder how much this guy... Oh, is there a picture? If this is the fake Elon, it does not
doesn't
look
even
like
him.
It doesn't even look like him.
Well, okay, so there's still one fake one there.
Still one fake one. So that you, these are what you have left. You can buy a lifetime pass for this Iowa movie theater's continuous showing of Lo-Fi Girl. Or Burger King unveils Spider-Verse burger with red bun.
All right, this was my original inclination. And here I am dumping on Iowa again. I don't believe Iowans want a year-long pass to a French film.
Yes, that is true.
I tried to be nice to Iowa. I did.
But indeed, Burger King has unveiled a Spider-Verse burger with a red bun.
Which just sounds gross. Unless it's on the side of knee bolognese.
I know. I think the knee bolognese is a lot grosser than a dyed red bun.
I'll give you that.
But with great power comes great responsibility, and great responsibility comes hamburgers on red buns. But, you know, there's a picture of it. It's very red.
I'm sure it is.
But if it's, you know, you in the process of making bread or you just add some food dye, it's not.
Yeah, but red dye used to be bad.
I mean, most things used to be bad.
Well,
lead pipes, I mean, you were really bad.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm sure they've made advances, and I'm sure the kids will love the red hamburger bun.
And it comes with, this is probably a little safer, but their Spider-Man black cups with the eyes. Is there a new Spider-Verse coming out that I was not aware of? That this is a...
That is not my universe.
A marketing campaign that's happening right now?
I couldn't say.
Okay. All right. Well, if you have questions, the doctor will be in when we come back from the top of the hour news. Any questions on your health, women's health, we will address them. 844-967-2789. Otherwise, when we come back, Dr. Kristen Lyerly will be here for our weekly public cervix announcement. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Keep my sidewalk standing stall bright. Feel free to walk on me tonight.
Just don't spit on me.
Real Chili's been served.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark.